Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Orange Slice Season 2. Today, we're having our first live podcast with Mr. Joe Bennett, who is the Director of Fire Protection. So, Mr. Bennett, let's get right into it. How long have you been a firefighter?
Ooh, a long time. I'm right around the 20-year mark, yeah.
Nice. So when did you actually become the director of the fire protection program here at OSU OKC?
Well, that's kind of fun because I started out here as a student.
Wow.
And then they hired me as an adjunct, and then I became the director in 2018.
Wow. So that's been quite some time.
Yeah, it's almost like I've been here.
You don't have to tell us your age, though. You don't have to tell us your age. So will you tell us a little bit about the fire protection program?
Sure. It's the associate's degree is in fire protection, and obviously it's a two-year degree, but it has embedded certificates. We have a firefighter academy that we do. It's basically the first semester of the associate's program, and it's been really successful.
Great. That's good to hear. So I have a question. What if someone's in high school and they're aspiring to join this type of program? Do they have access to this?
Absolutely. We do a what we call an outreach program to where we go out into the different areas of the state, and we offer basically our on-campus firefighter program for those that are 16 or older and while they're in high school, so that when they turn 18, they'll have everything they need to become a firefighter.
Wow, that's nice. How many firefighters, future firefighters, do we have in the audience today? Because all of these guys in blue are in your program, right?
About 36.
36?
Yeah.
Wow, Mr. Bennett.
Yeah, quite a few.
That is nice. And will you all be graduating in December?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, question for some future students who may be interested in joining this program. How can they enroll or apply?
Well, they apply just like a normal student if they're taking history or anything else. So they go to the OSU OK website, apply now tab, then they go through the process, complete all the paperwork, speak to an Vicki Wilkins, our advisement enrollment specialist, and she walks them through the process and they're in.
Okay, nice. So is enrollment like every semester or is it rolling throughout the semester?
We do the traditional enrollment sessions.
Okay. Gotcha. So to pick your brain a little bit, off the top of your head, what is one success story from one of your students that kind of rings a bell?
One of my students went through the training, became an Oklahoma City firefighter, and he went to a structure fire and rescued someone from the building. And because of that event, the person he rescued came back and went through the program and became a firefighter himself.
Wow, that is definitely a success story that shows the true compassion and empathy that you all have in the program. So thank you for your service and for everything that you all do. Now, news on the street is that the National Championship for Firefighters will be here in OKC. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, absolutely. The Firefighter Challenge has been around, well, I think since the 70s or 80s. And every year they have divisional championship, local events, divisional championships. And so last year we hosted the Southwest Division Championship, which was very successful. The organization came back to us and asked us to host the 2025 National Championship. So in September they will be here.
Wow, that's amazing. I will be here as well.
I'm
sure some of these students will be here as well. So what are some of the events or challenges that the firefighters will engage in during the National Championship?
Well, the first, they'll be in full gear. They'll have to sprint to the top of a three-story tower. They reach over the edge and they pull up a 27-pound hose packet by rope to the top. Once that's down, they run down the stairs again. They run to a mannequin and have to drag that so many feet. Then they grab up a charged hose line, which is very heavy. They have to pull that a distance. They have to spray, hit a target. Once that target's down, they run back, pull the dummy, the mannequin again, and then they cross the finish line, and it's for the best time.
That's amazing. Will you be joining in on the competition?
I'll be the guy in the hat running the event.
Okay. So do you all, as a program, besides the national championship, do you guys have any events or student activities that are coming up?
Yes, we have two conferences coming up. One is the International Physical Employment Standards, which is tactical fitness people that set the standards for fire, police, EMS, military. So that conference will be here in February, and then we have the Women's Conference in May, which is the same thing, tactical fitness and nutrition for women in those career fields.
Wow, thank you for that. So fun fact, will you tell us how OSU OKC's fire program was involved in the movie Twister?
Oh, yes. So Twister reached out to us. They were filming here in Oklahoma and asked to use our rigs, which, of course, we agreed. They came out the first time, used both of our rigs in the filming of Twisters. Then they had the writer strike, and they left, and then they came back once it was over, but unfortunately one of the rigs was in the shop. So we used one of our rigs, and then I reached out to one of the volunteer fire departments that I've trained with, and they volunteered one of their rigs. So now you have the Sooner rig and the Cowboy rig in the Twister movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Go Cowboys. So, what is the career outlook for firefighters and fire protection graduates in 2025? Is there a high demand for these jobs?
Absolutely. We have a lot of people retiring out, so we need young people to come in and take their places. And with the declining population, so obviously there's going to be a lot of job openings for people going through the training.
Okay. Thank you for that information. So let's ask the audience, do they have a question? Is there anyone in the audience who has a question for Mr. Bennett?
All right. What kind of benefits does the fire protection degree offer?
The benefits for the fire protection degree comes back to you once you are hired on as a firefighter. A lot of fire departments require 60 college credit hours to promote. Those can be in anything, but obviously if it's in your specialty, your career field, it's better. Then you get financial incentives from fire departments, and that changes based on the fire department. You may get $50 additional pay every month for an associate's, $100 for a bachelor's. That amount just fluctuates among the fire department.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Bennett, thank you so much for coming and joining us and letting us know about this wonderful program.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, and have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
We're shaping the future. OSU Oklahoma City offers online degree programs in applied data analytics and information technologies with specialized tracks in cybersecurity and software development. Learn cutting-edge skills demanded by today's tech landscape and gain a competitive edge. We have one goal, one purpose, you. And your future starts here.
Okay, students, faculty, and staff, welcome back to the Orange Slice Season 2. Now we have the luxury of meeting with Mr. Jonathan Triplett, who is the newfound Director of Student Life. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. We're excited to have you. So how does it feel to be a newbie on the campus of OSU OKC?
I'm super excited. I think I've been here about 38 days now. I'm very excited, trying to get to know the campus, the lay of the land, and trying to get to know our students and get to know them even better as I'm continuing my journey.
Yes, that's good to know. We're glad that you want to be here.
Thank you.
So I have a question. What led you to wanting to be a part of the OSU OKC educational movement?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I've kind of had orange kind of running through me already as I played basketball for Oklahoma State University in the early 90s in Stillwater. Nice. So I came over from Arkansas on a basketball scholarship to play for Coach Eddie Sutton. And so kind of already had that in my blood a little bit. And so when I saw the position, I reached out and thought it was something that my experiences could help with here and help our students and help them move forward.
That's right. Once a cowboy, always a cowboy. So what are some of the new ideas you hope to implement for student life on campus?
Well, I mean, you know, along with myself and Dr. Troutman, and she's been really excellent for me and my growth and welcoming me here as a new director in her department. So we're, like I said, I'm just trying to figure out the lay of the land, figure out how our campus flows and how our campus operates, and then trying to figure out the best way to implement things for our campus. And for me, you know, this is my first time working at an institution. We're basically kind of a commuter institution. Most students drive in and drive out. We don't have campus housing here. And so that kind of takes away from our campus life just a little bit because we don't have the campus housing piece. And so trying to figure out the best way to, you know, bring the activities to our students for our type of students that we have here. I believe our average age of student here, for the most part, is about 27 years old. So a lot of students driving in, driving out. So some of the things that we're thinking about and working on is trying to figure out ways to take the events and activities out into the community a little bit more. So I know one of the things that we're planning on doing is having a orange takeover of Harkins Theater next month. So any student can come with your student ID or proof of you being a student, and you can watch a free movie at Harkins Theater on a Thursday night. I do know it'll be on a Thursday. We haven't set the date for which Thursday, but you know, come out, bring your friends, figure out which movie you want to watch, and come have a good time. Some of the other things we're thinking of is having bowling night at the bowling alley, at a local bowling alley on a Thursday night. So trying to take some events out into the community a little bit. And we also just recently had a table tennis tournament here that went fairly well. So we were excited about that.
Wow. Who won?
It was actually the son of one of our staff members here. So, he was out of school, and so he was here with his mom, and he participated in the tournament. And it was the son of Miss Ariel. He won the table tennis tournament.
That's nice.
And he beat me the first game. So.
So, Mr. Triplett, what are some organizations or clubs students can get involved with here?
We have 21 student clubs right now that they range from different types of things, whatever your interests are that students can be a part of. We also have our PLC, President's Leadership Club as well, that you can join and be a part of. We're actually about to put the application out this week for PLC, but stop by the Student Life office and sign up or see what type of clubs or organization that we have that fit your interests that you may be interested in. And if there's something that we don't have that you may be interested in, we can start a club, you know, for you that fits that interest, because if it's something that a student is interested in, I'm sure that there's other students who may be interested in that same club that we just don't have. So come by if there's something that we don't have, and then we can get a club started for you.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So, well, you answered my next question, but I will be precise and ask you, where is your office located?
We are downstairs in the basement, Student Life office. It's basically where most of the student service offices are located, downstairs. So we are, as soon as you come downstairs, right by the staircase, we're right there. You'll see the sign that says Student Life office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's beside FAFSA or near FAFSA, the FAFSA office?
Yes.
Okay, good, because mm-hmm. all the students know where FAFSA is. So I like to put that out there. I've heard about some of your events that are coming up. Do you guys have any events that you'll be doing to maybe celebrate the holiday or lean towards fall break, Christmas break coming up?
Yes, we have Trunk or Treat, which will be on this Friday. That will be here. So we're doing that. Also, we're planning on doing something for homecoming week from Monday through Thursday that students can participate in. So homecoming week for homecoming and trunk or treat will be this Friday.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So what most students want to know, are there any scholarship opportunities for students once they join an organization?
We put those out. Be on the lookout. Look for emails and different postings on campus for different scholarship opportunities. I believe some scholarship opportunities just went out last week for students, so keep your eye out for that. We will put them out. We'll send them out. You'll always know when they are when we have them.
Nice. So please tell students how engaging in student activities and organizations is beneficial post-graduation when they're looking for a job, whether it be adding it to their resume.
Right, and it's a great thing to add to your resume to show that you are part of different student organizations and student clubs. For us, student life is a huge part of student retention. So what we do, and we know that it's crucial, so it's a big part of student retention. It's also a big part of student recruitment. And so, being a part of a club or an organization, it adds to your interpersonal skills, helps you get with other students, and just helps with that that interpersonal piece when having to deal with other students. And so I think it's very important to be a part of a club or an organization while you're here on our campus and as a student. And like I said, you can take that and use that as a resume builder as well when you leave here moving forward.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, we are so glad that you're here. You're always fly. So I've got a fun fact question. What does OSU OKC have to do to encourage every student to wear a professional suit like yourself?
That's something that we are working on to try and put together. We're still working on it to try and put a professional attire piece together, education piece. It will probably start in our PLC club, but just having a class or a session that talks about the professional attire, the importance of professional attire, when and to wear certain things, proper dress, so look out for that, but it will definitely start in our PLC club first.
Nice, that's good. President Leadership Class,
club,
correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Perfect. So let's look out into the audience. Who has a question for Mr. Triplett regarding student life? Yes, ma'am.
What are some of the benefits of student life programming as far as retention and student success?
And like I said, as I mentioned, being a part of a student club or an organization is something that you can use moving forward for your resume, and you can include that as well.
Yes. Uh-huh. So, Mr. Triplett, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and meet with us and answer some questions.
Thank you.
I know we have a lot of first-time students here uh-huh. who want to know how to get active and what clubs to join and, mm-hmm. of course, who is the leader and the newfound leader of the director of student life. So, once again, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you all.
We're fueling innovation in the heart of Oklahoma. OSU Oklahoma City now offers degrees in biomanufacturing and engineering technologies. Earn your degree right here in OKC, where hands-on learning sets you up for real-world success. We have one goal, one purpose, you, and your future starts here.
Hello, and welcome back to Orange Slice Season 2. We have the privilege of meeting with Ms. Ryan Blackwell, who is a leader in the Center for Social Innovation Program. She is the resource specialist here. Now, Ryan, what is the Center for Social Innovation?
The Center for Social Innovation is a nonprofit that's been geared out of higher education. It's the first in the nation. And so it's anybody that's faced any type of social barriers that has kept them from attaining a college degree, they have to apply for the program. And it is a really lengthy application. They go through an application process. The program is changing lives today. It's making a difference here at OSU OKC in our community. It's helping people.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So a little on your backstory.
Okay.
How did you become involved with the CFSI program?
Okay, for me, A little backstory is I struggled with active addiction. I was raised in active addiction, and it got a hold of me at 12 years old, and I ended up in the system. I've been through a lot of recovery programs, and I had a leader that was a part of my life that had introduced me to the Center for Social Innovation. And so I just applied. I did not know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was getting into. I couldn't even understand what this program looked like, but it's totally transformed my life and helped me become the leader I am today.
That's right. Yeah. And you are leading.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's beautiful to know that you first too were a student.
Yes.
And that's how this program works and it evolves. It takes people with barriers, it puts them in a program, allows them the opportunity to get their education, and then come back and lead and teach those individuals after them.
Yes.
So thank you for your leadership, Ryan. Yes. So when did the Center for Social Innovation arrive on the OSU OKC campus?
It actually arrived in 2020. So when everybody was going home and sitting at home during COVID, it ramped up here at OSU OKC.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
This program must be very successful if it survived COVID.
Okay? Absolutely, yes, yes.
So Ryan, what are some positive outcomes you have seen in this program?
I have seen a lot of positive outcomes. Okay, so I've seen people that have never received a driver's license or even drove get their permits.
Wow.
Okay, I have seen people who didn't think they could do well in college receive straight A's. I have seen people come together and just build life together. It's been really beautiful watching people's lives grow, watching them elevate to the next level of life they didn't know. I've seen them come in with no confidence and thrive with confidence and build a career at the end of this program. I have witnessed some transformative ways through this program, and it's not only changing them, but it's changing me as well. I love it. It's empowering my life.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can tell you're passionate about it.
I love it. I just love it.
So as a fellow graduate,
yes, ma'am,
of the CFSI program and OSU OKC.
I'm almost done.
You're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've had the ability to witness the transformation CFSI has on lives and education. Do you have a good rate of graduates who decide to continue their education and pursue a bachelor's degree?
Yes, we do. Yes, I think we have 5 from last cohort that are now transitioning into their bachelor's degree this year.
Wow.
So as long as they are at the end of their academics here for their associates, then they're traditionally applying for their bachelor's. And we have one student that's went through the program and she now has her full bachelor's.
Congratulations.
We have some students that are in this cohort that are gonna have their degree pursuing bachelor's and be almost completely done with both. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I too am a graduating senior at OSU Tulsa from the CFSI program. So
you're one of them.
This really hits home
yes.
to me, and it really works.
Yes.
And I appreciate it.
Yes.
Everything you guys do and how you pour into the students and even the students that are broken.
Yes.
Like myself. And you rehabilitate us, rebuild our confidence, and then we get up and we do things like this. So thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
So how many students have graduated from the CFSI program?
70.
Wow.
70. Yes, 70.
70 since 2020.
Yes, 70.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's huge.
Yeah.
How many do you all have in the cohort currently?
36.
So the cohorts are getting bigger and bigger.
They're elevating to larger cohorts. Wow. Yes.
And is every student that is a part of the Center for Social Innovation, are they all students at OSU OKC?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Apply for the program, you have to also apply for admissions here at OSU OKC. So they run together. So the students are going to come in and they're going to have a leadership training or some type of testimonial in the morning from 8:30 to 9:30. And then after 9:30, they have a discussion, which is part of their LMS system for the cohort 5. And then after that, they break off into their core classes. So a lot of them take classes together and they just form a really strong bond and a sense of community here on OSU OKC. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
We're taking over.
Yeah. Yeah. So how many cohorts have you all had at the Center for Social Innovation?
Five.
Five.
A total of five. This is our fifth cohort.
Wow. Is this your largest one yet?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. Also, we don't want to leave out any upcoming activities or events or volunteering you all will be doing in the community. Do you guys have anything coming up you want to share to get individuals on the campus out?
I know Friday we're doing our trunk or treat here on campus. And that's the only one I have in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So, fun fact, Ryan, I get to pick your brain.
Okay.
What is your favorite part about the CFSI program?
Watching the students transition from the beginning into this beautiful piece of elevating work and just watching them grow at the end. I just love them. Oh, I just love them so much. And I love getting to pour into them every morning and just set the atmosphere in a positive, uplifting, empowering way and just guiding that throughout the day. Yeah, I just love them so much. And you too.
This
job is the best job. I would have never imagined myself being where I'm at today. Yeah.
Wow, you're such an effective leader and passionate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the students can feel it in the CFSI program. Do we have any students that are in the CFSI program here?
Yes. Those are my students. Those are my people.
So, last question before we go to the audience's question. How can a student or a future student apply for the CFSI program?
So, you'll go on OSU OKC and you'll look up CFSI and apply for it. It is a, like I said, it's a lengthy application and you'll have to put a 200 to 500 word essay. And then at the end of April, we're going to start going through applications and setting up the interview process for next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So, do we have anyone in the audience that has a question for Ryan Blackwell? Yes. Yes, ma'am.
What are some of the internship opportunities that CFSI students have access to?
Okay. So, some of the students have interned at Diversion Hub or treatment courts. A lot of our students are geared toward like nonprofit work. And we also have some students that have interned at Chesapeake. We've had, it's really gonna be focused on the student as well as where they wanna intern at. What is their dream? What is their passion? What do they wanna achieve in life? And so we try to focus that towards their internship. And that's what we'd like to do, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Ryan. You did absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming with the Center for Social Innovation, breaking the words down, because everybody knows CFSI, but they don't know it's the Center for Social Innovation, and you're integrating students and bringing students to the campus.
Yes.
And you are amazing.
Yes.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to visit with the Orange Slice, our first live podcast session. Have a great day.
Thank you.